many people I've come across in my lifetime whose goal in life is to become a waitress. Come to think of it, I don't think I could name one. Long hours, late nights, cup after cup of coffee, demands, grumpy people, you name it, I see it. But I love it. Honestly, I have to say, my job is far more than just waiting tables. You see, God lit this light in my heart years ago and told me, in no uncertain terms, that I was using it to light the world. So this restaurant, let's become my world. Every morning when I put on my apron for work, I pray that God will dress me in love and compassion. That'll be encouragement for each one I serve that day, and that they'll see Jesus in me. Let me tell you, it hasn't always been easy. I mean, I've won poor coffee on more than one head over the years. But I've learned that when people like Al come in, he's my regular. In booth four, he's complaining about the eggs are too runny and the coffee is too strong and the toast is too dark. Well, it really doesn't have much to do with the food. Just his outlook on life. I mean, at first this little guy would really get to me, but I prayed. Boy, did I have to pray. But after the coffee and the conversation started flowing, I learned that life hasn't been real easy for this guy. And this hard front, well, that's just what it is, a front. Inside, he's hungry for far more than just a good breakfast. He's hungry for hope, for encouragement, for a reason to smile. And that's my job, not a mere waitress, a heaven-sent encouragement, a hope for a lost world. It's all perspective. So next time anyone asks me why I haven't changed careers, I'll just tell them I'm lighting the world, one cup at a time. Coffee, anyone?
Teaching my daughter drama is like teaching a Frenchman how to speak French. Thank you, Katie. If you're able, please stand for the word of God. Colossians 3, 12 through 14. Therefore, God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you have a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And all over these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. The word of God for the people of God. Please have a seat. Why is a raven like a writing desk? Why is a raven like a writing desk? See, the Mad Hatter, Johnny Depp, in Alice in Wonderland, would ask Alice this question. Now, it had nothing to do with the topic they were discussing. It had nothing to do whatsoever with what was going on. And now you're all going, looking at me, go, Pastor Ron, got too much sun on the work trip. Probably. See, if I ask you a question, why is a raven like a writing desk, you would give me several different answers. You'd all be right, but you'd all be wrong. Or would you be both right and wrong? Or is it all in matter of what perspective is? Now, if I ask you another question, one that is more relevant, but let me see if I can muddy up clear waters for you. Strike that, reverse that. See if I can clear up muddy waters for you. If I ask you what compassion was, what would you tell me? If I ask you what kindness was, what if I ask you what forgiveness was, if I asked you what gentleness was, meekness was, forbearance, each one of you would give me a different answer. And it would be based upon this community, what we are in this area. But let me ask you this. If I asked the same question to an orphan, what do you think I would hear? Or somebody from a broken home? Or a child who's been abused? What do you think I would hear? See, in this community, we have that. We have orphans. We have children who are coming from broken homes that are abused. We have god-awful addictions. And kids are living in a house. What do you think kindness is to them? See, we need to look through the eyes of the author. But the author that we need to look through is Jesus. That's the author we need to be looking through. And those are the eyes. See, when I was in seminary, they taught me, I was doing in a writing class and doing lousy. I had the greatest wife ever who can help me out with these things. But something stuck with me. If order to grow, you must read through the eyes of the author. Because otherwise you can't understand what you're reading. If you take your limited understanding, you're not going to be able to grow. So how do we do it? We go into the Bible. We sit down and read the Word of God. But we do this as a family through the eyes of the Lord. That's how we know what compassion is. How do we know what compassion is? Because Jesus showed us. How do we know what kindness is? Because he showed us. Gentleness. Patience. Come on, folks. You had to have the patience of a saint to deal with the 12 disciples. Come on, they never got it, right? Over and over and over and over again. Even us reading the Bible today going, duh. The Lord had to have an infinite amount of patience. He deals with us every day. Forbearance. What does that mean? That means that we're not supposed to retaliate. This is the hallmark of a Christianity. See, when we put our clothes on and we dress for success, we put on all those cool things. But what makes us Christians is our ability to have forbearance and forgive. It's easy to forgive your loved one for doing something that you perceived as wrong. Robin forgives me for stealing the covers all the time. But is it easy to forgive the people who attacked the oil tankers? Is it easy to forgive the child rapist? Is it easy to forgive the dad that is abusing his children as we speak right now? But we're called to forgive and love, not to forget, not to do justice. Those are all things that we need to do. But we are told to forgive, not retaliate. In other words, if Johnny Cash stole my last pancake like he did, I wasn't supposed to steal his lasagna for dinner. I was tempted, though. Those are things that we're supposed to do. But the most important thing, this is what teaches us about the Trinity of the Father, who is the light. Jesus Christ, who is the illumination of that light. And the warmth you feel from that light is the Holy Spirit, all one source. But see, this is what this passage is all about. It's about the community and the unity through the Trinity for us. You, me, we're to love each other. We're supposed to walk outside these doors, walk outside our house, live in our offices, do whatever, and immediately know you're a Christian. Why? Compassion, kindness, gentleness, patience, forbearance, forgiveness. Come on, help me out here. Love. That is the hallmark of a Christian. You wear those every day, you'll be successful in doing what God commanded us to do. Go out and make disciples. Now, how do we do that? We go into the convenience stores and we buy all kinds of stuff. But you know what? What about one day when you're walking in that convenience store and you're buying a cup of coffee? You invite them to a cup of coffee. Do you know where you're going to invite them to a cup of coffee to? Right here. Ladies and gentlemen, you do an amazing job at love. you love with an unmeasurable amount of passion. Problem is, you don't let the rest of the world know you're doing it. Go out there. Don't you want to share this love? Don't you want to feel this warmth? I would be so sad. My life would be so less bright if I didn't get to be part of this family. I'm begging you this week, go out and invite somebody to this church. Go out and share the love of this family. And we do that by our actions. Now, why is a raven like a writing desk? I don't know. But I do know this. God loves you, and so do I. Let's stand and worship.